Ohio State.
It seems like the most consistent team in the Big Ten in years past is Ohio State, and I'm joined by Darius Thigpen of Scarlet and Gray Sports Radio. Darius, how you doing?
Doing good. It's ready for basketball season to get underway.
No question, and there was a good win. We're talking the day after Ohio State beat Ohio in a game. A good Ohio team that's usually not that bad, but has this team been able to cope with the loss of DeShawn Thomas?
That's going to be the real question this entire season. Ohio State's going to be trying to figure out. They're going to try to figure out where the scoring is going to come from. Right now, it looks like LaQuinn Ross is going to be the main guy. He's been a solid shooter for Ohio State, but they don't have one guy that they can just give the ball to and get out of the way with DeShawn Thomas, where he was into the offense. They do need to run a lot more plays. So it's going to result in Ohio State as a team having to score with four or five guys as opposed to just one guy getting 20 and 23 a game.
Right, and you were talking about LaQuinton Ross for a little. Do you not? It seems like you're a little reserved on the fact that he could be the guy to replace DeShawn Thomas. Why is that?
Well, coming into the year, I said that he would be the guy, but he does play a much different game than DeShawn Thomas. DeShawn Thomas could play back to the basket and then step away and hit shots. LaQuinton Ross is much more of a shooter, and as a shooter, it's just a streakier game. It's not instant offense. If you can go out and consistently shoot 40-50% from outside, you can certainly get plenty of points that way, but DeShawn Thomas was much more of an attacker. He would be able to get to the line quite a bit more. LaQuinton Ross, he doesn't get to the line nearly as much as DeShawn Thomas does.
So, with that said, I know Aaron Kraft, the 18th-year senior, is still on the team, and you know what you're going to get with him. But is there a player that we're not really talking about that's kind of going to rise to the occasion this year?
Well, Lenzel Smith Jr. is certainly going to be a guy that everyone's going to be talking about at the end of the year. Offensively, his game has come a long way, but you know, ever since he was playing as a freshman, he's been a really good defender on this Ohio State team. And, I mean, really what they do well is play defense, and that translates to offense. So Ohio State is a team that is going to be playing defense, and then they'll get offense by running the break. But offensively, Lenzel Smith Jr., his game has come a long way. He's been able to shoot well from outside. He's going to be doing a good job this year with the Ohio State offense. But also a guy that is talked about but not necessarily talked about as a scorer is Sam Thompson. Sam Thompson has really improved on his jump shot. I mean, with his vertical and standing at about 6'7", he's impossible to block his shot when he goes for a shot in the lane. And he has really refined his offensive game, and he's added the three-point ball to his repertoire as well.
I think he's definitely the best athlete now, especially with Victor Oladipo going to the NBA. He's easily the best athlete in the Big Ten.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, watching him just go up and throw down monstrous dunks, I mean, it's a staple of Ohio State's offense. But once or twice a game, they're going to have a lob play ran for Sam Thompson, especially on the inbounds. And we've seen him on the top 10 plays quite a few times.
Yeah, no question. If he could add a consistent jump shot, he'll be scary to defend. With that said, you've seen this team play a couple times now. I'm sure you've seen them scrimmage before, and I'm sure you've talked to the coaches. Has there been a theme this year, offensively, defensively, that necessarily is a drastic change from years before?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's more of a team-oriented offense as opposed to having one guy. They're going to rely on the entire team to step up and play offense. They're going to be a bit more comfortable having times where Aaron Kraft is going to be off the court, so it's going to be Shannon Scott running the point. They might even have it where it's Aaron Kraft and Shannon Scott both on the court at the same time, but that's nothing new. I mean, Ohio State's offense and defense really similar to years past. The big change is that they have interchangeable parts, so instead of just having one guy as the focus of the offense, they have four or five guys on the court at all times that are going to be looking to score double digits.
I'm glad that you mentioned Shannon Scott because I was going to get to him next. It seems like Ohio State fans in general have very, very high expectations for him into the year, don't you think?
Yes. Well, I mean, people outside of Columbus may not know, but Thad Matta, when he was recruiting, he had his choice between Columbus native Trey Burke and Shannon Scott. Shannon Scott was picked for Ohio State, and then Trey Burke ended up going to Michigan. And, well, we've all seen what Trey Burke is capable of doing. So people around Columbus and especially around this program are really expecting Shannon Scott to show why Thad Matta chose him over Trey Burke. And you know, the one thing that had been missing in Shannon Scott's game the last couple of years was his outside jumper. And against Ohio, he looked really good. I mean, he's been improving that three-point ball. He's been adding it. And he's not all the way there yet, but, you know, being able to hit the shot from the outside has been the one drawback in his game. And he's been able to work on that quite a bit throughout the offseason. And, you know, if he does get that three-point ball, same with Aaron Kraft, that improves their game to that level that they're almost unguardable.
And conversely, I noticed that last year there was a little bit of a lack of front court scoring when it came to points in the paint. I mean, DeShawn Thomas was an all-around scorer, but he kind of lived out on the perimeter a lot and would drive from the perimeter to inside. Is there going to be a solution to front court scoring this year, or is it going to be the same kind of offense that we saw last year?
It's going to be a similar offense to last year, but right now people are really excited about Amir Williams. He's shown that in the first couple of games, against inferior competition, no doubt, but
right.
He's shown that he can step up his game. He's been able to show up and he's been able to get blocks and down low. He's been able to work on his offensive game. He's going to be more of a get boards and get putbacks kind of guy. They're not going to be running offense through Williams, but he is stepping up and playing like a 7-footer, even though he's about 6'11". He is starting to play big.
So with all this said, I'm going to wrap it up with this. Give me a best-case, worst-case scenario for Ohio State heading into the season.
Best-case scenario would be Ohio State being able to win the Big Ten championship and make a run to the tournament. This is a team that has underachieved, in my mind, a little bit in the tournament the last few years. They've been able to get hot and then run into a decent team or even a team that's not quite as good as them and fall apart. I think Ohio State has the potential to make a tournament run, and would not be surprised to see them playing late in March and even into April. But, you know, the bottom scenario for this team would probably be right around 20 wins. They have too much potential to go out and just not get it done. They're going to make it through the Big Ten tournament. They're going to make it to the NCAA tournament. But, you know, the worst possible scenario is that injuries plague this team and they somehow finish in the middle of the pack of the Big Ten.
Just another year for Ohio State hoops under Thad Matta. Darius Thigpen of Scarlet and Gray Sports Radio, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.